if you're here tonight, we all are a testimony of the goodness of God. Amen. I wanted to read a scripture. It's found in Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do, whether in worship, word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So whether in word, deed, whatever you do, giving thanks back to him. Amen. I believe gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, is what gets us through. It's being thankful. Amen. It could be for the littlest thing, but if you're thankful for it, amen, God sees your heart. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I know Pastor has a good word. I want you to come downstairs. We have some cookies, pies, coffee. If you are able to fellowship with us, just come down for a little bit and join in with your brothers and sisters. This Saturday, we will have power class at 10 a.m. So if you're able to make it, please come out and join us. Amen. Yes. Oh, yeah, we did have a praise report. A brother of ours from church, Tom Medven, he has been in the hospital since I want to say end of August, early September, now it's probably 90 some days, maybe like 3 months. He was really fighting for his life. They had him on the vent. Not very many people come off the vent. He did. Hallelujah. And then he had a rough road after he come off of it. He was transferred to a rehab facility about a month ago. And we just got word this week that he is coming along. Hallelujah. He is on the road to recovery. Amen. He is breathing on his own. He was able to talk to his family. They hadn't heard his voice in over a month. He was able to talk. He's able to eat a popsicle, applesauce. Hallelujah. So he is doing well. Joyce's granddaughter, the babies are doing good. Amen. The power of prayer. Power of prayer. Stand with me. Are you ready to worship tonight? Just give thanks in your heart. Be grateful. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for getting us through, Lord God. Sometimes when we don't think we can take another step, Father God, you are there, hallelujah. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You never abandon us or leave us alone, Father. That you are constant strength and help in times and help, Lord God, when we need you, Father. In times of need, Lord God, you are there. So, Father, we pour out our hearts, Lord God, of thankfulness tonight and say thank you, Lord God. What a good, good Father that you are. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray you bless these mighty people, Lord God. And as they meet together with their families tomorrow, Lord God, what a celebration it will be. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanksgiving, but every day's also Thanksgiving. Oh, we've got a great, mighty God that we serve.
Everything that You're the name above all names. There's things that come our way, but I got to be in a place where that I got to stand. Sometimes it's not just accepting it. It's not like you don't deny it or you deny it and say, well, that's it. No. It's just not accepting it. Say, you know what? As for me, in my house, hallelujah, woo, I shall serve the Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes your body doesn't want to serve the Lord, and you got to say, as for me, hallelujah, in my house, we shall serve the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. I just, Mimsy and Kelly, they're serving, having a birthday today. So let him know. I'm not sure if I've been married 51 years or been married 51 years and Kelly's 31, or I'm not sure. I think she wants me to go that way. So Kelly's 31, celebrating her 31st birthday and 51 years of marriage today. It's kind of reversed, but I'm just saying it that way. 31 years of marriage. I wrote in a letter, I began to pray for God. I was searching a long time for the right girl, and I could never find her. And when I came back to the Lord, I surrendered to the Lord. I gave it to God. I said, God, if I'm alone, I'm never going to be alone because I'm with you. So whatever takes place from this moment on, I give it to you. I really did. I mean, it was hard because I wanted to date. I was young. And then 6 months later, I met my wife. And I walked into the barn, and I seen her for the first time. And when I did, I said to myself, that's my wife. Yes, barn, B-A-R-N, barn. Yes, what's that? It's a treasure house. Barn means treasure house. So I found my treasure, amen? And then a year later, we were married. So God takes care of things, amen? So that's the way he does it, so we give it to the Lord, amen? So I just want to share some things tonight, some things, but I'm just going to give you something. You guys warm? But you could turn those ones off. Turn them all off. Turn them off. Shut them all down. Shut them down. Just click it. Just click it once. Amen. Listen, what did the turkey say to the computer? Google, Google, Google. Why can't you take a turkey to church? They use foul language. What do you call a running turkey? Fast food. My daughter told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes. But I told her I couldn't cold turkey. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, those are good. Give me something. Amen. Those were good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here tonight. Listen, I just want to share with you just for a few moments here. I think there's some powerful truths that we get, and never, ever do we need to forget, should we ever forget about the power of Thanksgiving. There's so much to do with it when it comes to mental health, physical health, emotional health. It's tied to your thankfulness. Come on, amen. And I want to share this to you. I want to share a few things about being thankful and about how it means and what it does for you and how important it is for us to be thankful. Jesus gave a description of this, and it was a powerful, he showed us something about being thankful. When Jesus, he asked about feeding the multitude that were there, and they brought to him a little bit. Say a little bit. They brought to him a little bit, and they gave it to Jesus, and Jesus took the little bit. It wasn't much. I want you to know that it wasn't enough with what was there to feed the multitudes. And every time, like this, I want you to see this and understand something, that we get our eyes sometimes on how much. But if you're thankful with what you got, if you begin to be thankful with what you got, God's going to bless you with more. So he began to be thankful. He was showing us how that we need to be thankful with what we have. To let that be in our heart. To be in a place where that we're saying to the Father, Father, I thank you for what this is. I thank you for what I have. I thank you for what you have provided for us, God. He didn't ask, Father God, I ask you to multiply it. No. Sometimes we get caught up with saying, God, Lord, I want more, God. We need more. Amen. But it was more than that. It was just being thankful. Hallelujah. He began to create an atmosphere around those who were there being thankful with what they had. Being thankful is half the victory for overcoming. But there's another part. with that thankfulness, Jesus thanked for what he had, and then he gave it. It was never multiplied until he gave it. It was multiplied after he gave it. See, you got to give it. The other half to that is giving. It's generosity. It's taking the little. See, Jesus had little. He thanked God for it and gave it away. If we're willing to take, sometimes we're looking for a multiplication of things. It'll never come until I'm thankful, until I'm willing to give it away. Even if it's little, you got to give it away. Come on, in whatever area it might be. Come on, it might be your time, your treasure, your talent, whatever that might be. You need to give it away. Sometimes you wonder why things haven't changed or different things in our lives. You could be thankful and miss out on the multiplication. But the multiplication comes with generosity. It's giving it away, taking that little bit and not holding on to it, but giving it. Say, God, Lord, I want to bless somebody. I want to bless this person. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to find somebody to bless. Because that really shows how much you're thankful. It really does. It shows the thankfulness that's in your heart as you give it away. Amen? So Jesus gave it away. He gave it away. Psalms 100. Y'all know this scripture. It says, make a shout. Go ahead. Yeah, thanks. Woo! Unto the Lord, all you lands. Say lands. That's not a misprint. Amen. All you lands. We're not meant to be islands. But we're meant to be lands. Amen. Hallelujah. We're meant to be part with one another. But he says, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with thanks, with singing. We come into his presence with what? You need to bring it with you. Come on. That means that my singing doesn't have to start when praise and worship start. See, God wants there to be a thankfulness in my heart that I begin to sing before I get here. When I get my head off the pillow, come on, amen. We wonder why sometimes I'm helping you because I believe there's such power in being thankful and worship and praise. But thankfulness is the beginning of praise. You cannot enter without thankfulness. Come on. We enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I enter with it. Say, I enter with it. So praise team, let that be in your heart. It is. I know it is. But always let that as your praise and worship team. Always let that be the center to know that I enter with thanksgiving. I bring it. Say, I bring it. Come on, I bring it with me. Amen. I'm not waiting for somebody to bring it for me. Come on, amen. But I come here to bring it. Just think if everybody here brings it, hallelujah, Saturday night. There's something, there's an atmosphere that's created when we bring it, hallelujah, into the house of the Lord. Something's created in that midst. An atmosphere of worship and miracles, hallelujah, begins to take place. Amen? So, I'm going to say this too real quick. If you don't ever say that you've never experienced a miracle. If I had never experienced another miracle in my life, I've already have. It's salvation. It's God called you out of darkness, hallelujah. You've been rescued. You've been set free. There's the miracle right there. Amen? Hallelujah. The greatest miracle that you'll ever receive is that. And it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Amen? So, we got to enter in with that. So, here's where I want to get. I want to talk about three things real quick. First Thessalonians. 5:16 through 18. And there's three things that they talk about: rejoicing, prayer, and thankfulness. Now, these are the keys to health, to mental health, to physical health, Come on, amen. There's something about this right here that really gives you strength. Mental health. I know there's moments in life where you feel like you experience some things that come upon you because there's a lot of emotional things that take place. But I'm telling you this, this is the key to breaking it, is these three things in your life. If you experience those things, as every one of us do, sometimes people don't admit it because they want to say, I'm such a strong Christian. They got the fire burning. Come on, amen. The wheels are turning all the time. That's not always true. Sometimes things are tough. Sometimes when you're alone, you feel like you're alone. You're, you know, whatever that might be, whatever you feel. And those are real emotions. But I'm here to tell you, this is how God tells us to deal with it. This is how we face it. This is how they are overcome. And sometimes it might seem like it's foolish. The first one, these are safeguards to your health. Number one is rejoice. It says rejoice evermore. Or we could just say rejoice always. Amen? Rejoice always. God wouldn't command it if we naturally did it. I'm going to say it again. God would not command me. He says rejoice how much? Always. Evermore. He wouldn't give us a command to it if we naturally did it all the time. How many of you guys are always rejoicing? Rejoicing brings the atmosphere of hope. Rejoicing is something that takes place, and I want you to hear that it is an outward expression of obedience inwardly. See, because rejoicing is something that we do outwardly, maybe it's a shout. Woo! Sometimes those seem foolish, but sometimes you just gotta shout. Sometimes I just gotta shout for joy. The Word of God says, shout for joy. See, the world just seems like that's foolish. No, I need to buy something for joy. I don't buy something for joy. I got to eat something to get joy. There's a shouting that takes place because what it's saying, there's an expression that is declared out of me. Lifting up my hands, blessing God. Maybe it's a place of kneeling. There's a rejoicing of kneeling and just rejoicing in who He is. Bowing down in His presence. That sometimes there's this external thing that takes place to an eternal obedience to God. Sometimes it might seem foolish. I remember the first time that I felt overcome to dance. I felt the joy of the Lord just expressed inside me. And I knew that if I didn't start dancing, I was going to explode. And I didn't know how to dance. I didn't know how to church dance. You know what I'm saying? I could dance, but I didn't know how to church dance. So the only thing I knew what to do is just jump up and down. And when I jump up and down, it makes some noise. Y'all feel it when I jump over here. You feel the floor moving. But something, and I didn't even care. I couldn't do it. I had to jump. I had to jump. I had to dance. I had to spin around. Why? And it was in me. See, something took place. It wasn't for you, hallelujah, but it was for me. There was that moment where something broke inside me, hallelujah. That inside me, there was something that broke that I began to, was holding me back from rejoicing. And it was just that obedience of just outwardly expressing what was internally within me. The salvation of the Lord is within me. You think about it long enough, you'll get up. You'll rejoice. Amen. So it becomes a, this becomes a choice. Rejoicing becomes a choice. Rejoice always becomes a choice. I could be gloom. I could be down. I could choose to rejoice. See, when things go wrong my way and I begin to rejoice in the midst of it, not for those problems, but through those problems, as I begin to rejoice in the midst of that, I want you to know that I begin to grow. I begin to grow. something begins to grow inside me as I begin to rejoice going through some things in my life, and I begin to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. He just didn't say it once. He said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, rejoice. It is for your good. It is for your health. Amen? He says, so it's as easy as the Bible says, the kingdom of God is at hand. The Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness. Say it with me real loud. Ready? Joy. You know you rejoice when you got joy. The Bible says it's at hand. It's at hand. You have the choice. It's at hand. Where's at hand? So there's a choice to rejoice. See, there's guys that work with me that say, why are you always happy? I choose to be. I choose to rejoice. Why be mad all the time? Something about that. So he says, it shapes my character. This disciplined response to shape your character. A disciplined response. You know why? Because when I jumped up and down there, I honestly, the first thing I thought about was, what's Bill going to think? Not at that. What's my sister going to say? Did you see that fatty jumping up and down? I don't know if he'd say that about me. I don't know. I'm joking. But no, I mean, no. Did you hear him shouting? He sounded like an idiot. You think about these things. You're waiting for the cameras, for the media cameras to take pictures of you. Nobody really cares. But God does. If we begin to stop, listen, I want you to know that I face eternity, not with you. I face God alone. So there's something that takes place that when I do something, when I do that, and I press down my soulless realm, and I begin to not worry about what people might think. How about if I lift up my hands? It seems like the most... The Bible calls it... What do they call that? What do they call that? What's that word? Yada. It's a form of worship. Yada. An act of worship is when you lift up your hands. There's an outward expression of what's inside. How many of you guys know that when you're in class and you got the answer, what do? Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on, you better listen. I didn't get very many answers, but when I did, woohoo! Hey, I know that one. 2 + 2 = 4. I got it. But see, there's something there that I make that ooh. So. There's an outward expression. Smith Wigglesworth said this. He says, my body does not tell me how it feels. I tell my body how it feels. I'm going to say it again. My body does not tell me how it feels, but I tell my body how it feels. You will rejoice in the Lord and be glad in it. You will rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Because we want to enter our day sad. But God says, rejoice and be glad. When you rejoice, you what? Be glad. When you rejoice, you be glad. You cannot dance and not get a smile on your face. Look at all the Charlie Brown, that movie. Remember Charlie? They're all smiling. So, there's an outward expression. I tell my body, you will rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Number two is prayer. He said, pray without ceasing. The Greek word for without ceasing means don't stop. Technical term. Don't stop. What does it mean? Listen to that. Let me give you this real quick. All right, listen. Faith works besides love. Faith works with love. Prayer works with thanksgiving. Prayer works with thanksgiving. Love works with faith. They work together. But prayer works with thanksgiving. He says, so I pray without ceasing. Now, I want you to see this and know that the seat of my emotion is my heart. See, what prayer does, what it does is in Proverbs 4:23, it declares to guard your heart. Say, guard your heart. Listen, do you know that prayer guards your heart? See, when we come to a place of praying to God, we come to the place where we're praying unto God. We come to a place where that prayer guards your heart. It causes you to come to a place that you begin to line up with God's will. Not my will be done, but yours, God. Amen? Come on, say amen to that. It's God's will that we begin to line ourselves up with God. Now, I want you to see this picture. I want to make it clear to you. But we are always with thanksgiving. It's always with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication with, there they are again, they're partners, with thanksgiving. Really, I'm telling you, answered prayers come with thanksgiving. Let your request be made unto God with thanksgiving. Now, I want you to understand that prayer, thanks, keeps your prayers on target. Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It begins by telling God who you are, giving thanks for who he is. He's my Father. Something in there. But then as it goes on, it begins to talk about your needs. I want you to know that God knows your needs. But thanks will get you on target. If we focus just on our needs, then what happens is, I wrote this down, if we just focus on our needs, being thankful in prayer causes us not just to be dictated by your needs. What happens is, if we just focus on our needs, then that dictates to us what our needs are. And that's all that we worry about. If my need list is greater than my thankfulness, come on, I'm going to just say this. Do you have a needs list of prayers that you give to God? Maybe sometimes it's emotional. Maybe it's something. Maybe there's people that you pray for. But there's a list in your mind that you pray for things. If not, get it together. Come put something in your mind. Write something down. Begin to put some people in your heart. Get at least 6-7 people. See, we wonder, well, God doesn't answer prayers. Do you pray? Let God just reveal to you and show you what he can do. Come on, amen. The things that can take place in prayer, amen. But if you pray, it's like playing the lottery. I don't want to compare it, but some people say, I'm going to win the lottery, but you never play it. I'm going to tell you, you're never going to win the lottery. Horrible example, but that's what I mean. I'm wanting you to say, unless I pray. So when I begin to focus and thank him, it gets me targeted in the right direction. Because if I just focus on my needs. So when I begin to put a list of needs up together, I want you to know that I need to go to the other side and I need to begin to put a list of thankfulness. I'm thankful for my sister. I thank you for Renee. I thank you for my family. I thank you for every one of you. Sometimes I'll just imagine myself standing right here looking out and seeing every one of you and begin to thank God for every one of you. Begin to thank God for every single one of you and blessings of God in your life. Begin to look at the praise team. Begin to, whatever that might be thankful for what you got. Sometimes you say, yeah, but we don't have this and that. No, no. Be thankful for what you got, that little bit, amen, and then God will multiply it. Just be thankful for that little bit, amen, and that little bit, God will multiply it when we pray. So my prayers need to be seasoned with thankfulness to keep me on target. Thankfulness needs to be bigger than my needs list. Don't want to pray out of a hole. Sometimes we pray out of a hole instead of a position of heavenly, and I'm seated with Him in the heavenlies. Sometimes I pray from a place of I need, instead of playing from where I am in Him. I am in Christ. I'm seated with Him. I am healed. Come on, by His stripes, I am healed. Come on, amen. I am healed. I stand on that. Makes me upset sometimes. People say, well, that's not for today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm sorry to tell you. He's the same God that heals. And sometimes what happens is people make up excuses because if you don't get the answer you get right away, there's some things that, listen, I'm standing on, and I'm going to keep standing on until I die. Because God tells me to believe. To say to that mountain, how many of you got some mountains? He doesn't say stop saying. He says speak to those mountains and be removed. I'll keep speaking to them to remove. They will be removed. I promise you this. Either on this side or that side. One way or the other. But God wants me to do my part and agree with what He says here. It's the easy thing to say, well, it's not just for today. I don't really need to have faith for that. It's a lie. That's a lie. If anybody wants to argue with me, I'll argue with you. Because this is something I know I'm right on. Because I've studied so much about healing. And there's some things that the more times I don't get answers, the more I begin to seek the scripture about prayer, about healing. When I don't see the healing taking place, I read more about healing and the more I believe it. Because He is the same. God's heart is the children's bread is healing. Healing. And we can't get bitter in the midst of it, but sometimes we go through things and things happen we don't know. Amen. All right. That was a little soapbox there, sorry. But we need to pray out of that place. And this is what I mean by praying without ceasing means this. That here's what, when you face something and something reminds you, maybe you're driving down the road and all of a sudden that car reminds you of a friend of yours. Start praying. I don't know how many times this has happened to me. And that night, I'll get a phone call from that person. I can give you, ask my wife. I'll speak of them, and they'll call me that night. I've been praying for a friend of mine. I'm going to tell you right now, he's my best friend. From almost the first time I got saved, he was my best friend. Taught him a lot of stuff he knows. How to lay block, how to play drums, all this kind of stuff. And I've been praying for him. Guess who called me? Says, I need to be with you. I said, you just need to be with Jesus. I said, but I'm okay with that. It ain't me. It's just Jesus. So listen, prayers work. Or maybe in the side, I want you to pray without ceasing. Whenever somebody irritates me, pray without ceasing. Father God, that's bothering me right now. Help me, Jesus. Come on, this is what I mean by praying without ceasing. When something comes to your mind, hallelujah, a temptation, Father God, I ask you right now to help me through this thing right here, right now, God. You've been delivered from temptations or something. You've been delivered or God has delivered you from something, an addiction. Thank Him every day for that. Every single day. I still to this day thank God for delivering me from drugs. I will not fall into it again. Amen? Just keep thanking Him. So that's praying without ceasing. God wants you to have this constant. And when you begin to pray that way, guess what? He wants to speak through your thoughts. That's another sermon. That we have the mind of Christ. But that's, we'll get there. So God will put something in your thought. He'll speak to you that through your thoughts, through your emotions, through your thinking. All right? Last one, thankfulness. good. I'm hitting these quick. Thankfulness. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing in everything. Say in everything. In everything. For everything. I don't know if you, maybe you can. I can't thank God for everything. There's some things I got that I'm not thankful for. So he doesn't say that. But he says, in. There's a guy named Joseph that in Genesis 50:19. Joseph, you all know the story of Joseph where that he tells his brothers a dream prematurely. And because of it, they torture him, they abuse him, they try to kill him, they sold him to slavery. Makes you feel good. He goes from there, he becomes a servant, he goes through all these different things, and everything he gave thanks. In everything he gave thanks. He did not get sidetracked. I want you to know that things come your way, those everythings, because in this world you will have tribulation, but in everything, even in the tribulation, give thanks. You want to keep yourself on track, hallelujah, to hit the mark with what God has for you? Be thankful. Tell someone, don't get sidetracked. It's harder to be thankful than it is to murmur and complain. Sometimes it's harder to get people to be thankful with you than to find people to complain. I can find more people to gossip with me than I can get people to be, hey, let's sit around the group. Let's talk about how thankful. How thankful are you? I'll tell you how miserable I am right now. You got that, Josh? Look at this in Genesis. Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. He stayed in the place because he was thankful. And Joseph said to them, for I'm in the place of God. Next verse. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass. As it is this day to save much people. Because I stayed thankful. See, listen. God blessed me because I was thankful. Do you know that in Nehemiah 12:9, you don't have to go there, but it talks about how that these people, their job was to give thanks. Hey, what's your job? Be thankful. That's what you do for 11? Yeah. See, people would give them lists, and they would begin to be thankful unto God for them. That's what they did. They were part of the tribes of Judah. There were six of them. Six of these groups out of these. And they would go, and they would pray, and there was assignment upon them to go. Be thankful. Over the Thanksgiving. They were in charge of being thankful. See, God's looking. How about if we had a bunch of people that were in charge of being thankful? Come on. You got some people at the door that when people come in, that they're thankful to see you. Come on. That we walk around the praise team, that you're thankful to hear what they got to say. That we're thankful that the pastor's here preaching the message. That you're thankful. We begin to create an atmosphere. I'm going to tell you something. It'll change your attitudes. Amen. It'll change everything about you. I promise you, in everything, not for everything, but in everything. Thankful is the number one virtue that changes your life. Thankfulness. A virtue that changes. Here's what I mean by this too. Listen, it doesn't just change your life, but it also can change the lives of your family line. You get people that murmur and complain, it will dictate the next generation. You get your kids around here and you always complaining. Do you know what they do? What they'll do is complain. You set the tone for the next generation. And
they hear mama being thankful for God. They hear mama and dad going home, driving home, and boy, I'm thankful for those people. I'm thankful for them. But what happens is sometimes people let their emotions, let their attitudes get a hold of them, and their kids in the backseat are hearing them backbite everybody around. Why in the world would they want to be here? I'm just being real. But you can change a generation with thankfulness. They begin to hear you being thankful. I promise you, listen, I've been through things and not have much, but I've been thankful. You know why? Because my parents were thankful people. I heard them worship God. I watched them going through. I watched my dad show up with a sundae from Dairy Queen after he was diagnosed with cancer. What are you doing, Dad? I just stopped to get some ice cream. What did the doctor say? Oh, I got cancer. I'm going to be thankful through it all. Boy, you tell me what? That affects me. He didn't face it with fear. He faced it with thankfulness. Come on, amen? Thank God. Through it all. Say through it all. Listen, let me get through this real quick. He says, complaining undermines your faith. It'll break down your faith when you begin to complain. It'll break it down. When complaining happens, we're more mindful of the problem than we are of God. Do you hear me? When you begin to complain, it has to be the first key in your mind to know. You have to recognize that. Amen? You have to recognize that, to be mindful that you are not seeing God. Because when you're thankful of who He is, something will change inside you. Thankfulness reviews your yesterday. See, when I begin to be thankful for all the things in my life, be thankful. I have a 2-minute rule. Two mile. That if my wife and I disagree with something, I leave the house. I begin to be thankful for the next 2 miles about her. And from my house, don't look at me in judging ways. You don't always agree with her. She don't always agree with you. You know that. But when I leave my house and I get in my truck and she's wrong and I'm right, as I begin to drive, I begin to thank God for who she is. Thank God. I wrote these down. What were they? What am I thankful for? Okay. But I begin to be thankful, begin to say all the things that I'm thankful for. And by the time I hit 422, which is 2 miles away from my house. I love you. I called her on the phone. Honey, I love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. No, I'm wrong. It's just that little bit. See, it created an atmosphere. Something takes place. Something happens listen, because I cannot make my weapons the enemy's weapons. The enemy's weapons is complaining. You will never defeat the enemy with his weapons. You can think what those are. But one of them is complaining. But God's weapons is thankfulness. See, because you enter, come on, amen, you enter his gates with thanksgiving, hallelujah. You enter whose gates? Not the devil's, God's gates, hallelujah. And when you enter his gates, he'll use those weapons to destroy the enemy. So whatever complaining spirit's in you, when you begin to be thankful, it's going to go. Amen? You can go ahead and play something. I'm almost done here. So I can't use the enemy's tools. But faith, when I have faith for tomorrow, as I worship and I'm thankful for what happened in my life, whatever's taking place in my life. I wrote this down. Faith for tomorrow creates hope. Yeah, sorry. Thankfulness reviews your yesterday. It will give you your faith for tomorrow. My thankfulness for yesterday will give me hope for tomorrow. See, because what happens is when I remind myself of the goodness of God, when I begin to be thankful for my salvation, when I begin to be thankful for what the blood did, when I begin to be thankful because He went upon the cross and the power of that cross that defeated all my foes, and I begin to be thankful, I begin to rejoice in that. I begin to celebrate the victories. See, the enemy doesn't want you to agree with the Father and begin to laugh over your problems. The Bible says He sits in the heavens and laughs. And the enemy becomes deranged. Goes crazy. How can you laugh? Because of this. No. That doesn't control me. But I laugh. Because I'm set free because of Christ. I dance, not because I feel like it. I dance because I got victory. I celebrate the victory. Well, I don't have one yet. Dance in a little. Maybe your victories will be multiplied with that, just that little external expression. About it. Now you see me over here and it's this crazy man. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if I'm on camera, not on camera. It doesn't matter. I'm not doing it for them. I'm not here for them. I'm here for the Lord. So, facing difficulty with thanks. Not denial. But with thanks. We face our problems with thankfulness. Begin to find, God, Lord, I thank You. Because listen, what He's done for us is enough. You got your miracle. Anything after this is a plus. So would you stand to your feet? Kelly, would you come? Get ready to get your communion out, please. Everybody have one? Raise your hand if you do not have communion. You got a couple. Take your time. Can you open one up for me, honey? Jesus said this. He says, and the Lord said at the same night which He was betrayed. Say the same night. This wasn't after. This was the same night He was betrayed. Sometimes when we're betrayed, the first thing that was on my mind is not giving thanks. I'll just show your hands, but how many of you have been betrayed? I want you to know that, listen, your mental health, your victory comes from being thankful. Jesus showed us this. He didn't do anything that He did not do Himself. And when He was betrayed, verse 24 says, and He had given thanks. After He was betrayed, He gave thanks. Wow. after. He didn't backfight. He didn't tell the disciples, you know, I knew that guy was creepy. No, he gave thanks. So right here tonight, as we come together, whatever, it is the power of Christ, of who He is, that empowers you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. This is a reminder of what He did that you can have thanks for. This is a reminder of how you can celebrate and rejoice in the Lord and be glad. This is an example to show us that you can pray and your prayers be answered, that God hears you because Jesus made a way for you through the cross. Up out of the grave He arose. Now you can enter with boldness because of Jesus. So tonight, we take this. So do this. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus declared, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This is my covenant. This is your life. This is life. I have life because of Christ. This do as often as you drink. Do this in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you. Come on, can we just take just a minute to just thank Him for that right there? Come on, just thank Him to yourself. Just thank Him for your salvation. Thank Him for the victory. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracle in my life. Thank you right here. Thank you right here. God, Lord, I'm looking out here. I'm seeing the miracle. Hallelujah. I'm looking at miracles, Father God. And I thank you here tonight. I thank you, God. Lord, I see a multiplication, God. I see a multiplication in this house, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Because this is a house of thankfulness, God. We're not a house of complaining. Hallelujah. But we are a house of rejoicing, God. Lord, I pray for a turning like never before. I pray to God, Lord, that that we get in motion, hallelujah, with thankfulness like a train, hallelujah, that cannot be stopped, hallelujah, that we overcome oppression and darkness. We overcome sickness and disease with thankfulness and with worship and with praise and with prayer, rejoicing always, hallelujah, rejoicing in what you've done, God. It's in nothing that we've done, but it's all in what you have done, hallelujah. It's all in what you have said, and it's all what we stand upon in your name. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, somebody thank Him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Well, just come on downstairs, celebrate for a minute. Just come down and say happy birthday to Kelly. Amen.